Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. You know, throughout Scripture, there are little statements that summarize the good life for us. In fact, they're even more than the good life. These statements summarize what it means to have an abundant life, a life that really fills all our needs and our desires and our deepest hopes. And these are the things that make us most fully human. And our readings today, believe it or not, are all about what it means to have an abundant life in Christ, a life that is satisfied and fills us up and makes us whole. Now, the reading from Paul and for sure the gospel sound pretty harsh the first time through, and there is a reason for that. Both of those authors are trying to shake the listener out of complacency. And of course, the gospel sounds the harshest. Now remember, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, and we all know who the Pharisees were. They're the Jewish religious leaders who are all about following the letter of the law, but they don't have a lot of concern for the intent of the law, and they are very self-righteous and very full of themselves about their correct and pure actions. And they seem to live without a lot of heart. You know, they're so confident in themselves, yet they fail to put into practice God's laws about charity and loving their neighbors. And in this parable, it's a story Jesus is telling them. This parable about the rich man and the poor man, Jesus is turning all their assumptions about who is good and right upside down. And he is telling them exactly what he thinks about their self-righteousness. And Paul's letter to Timothy, it's kinder, but it is no less a call to wake people up to the practice of how they're living their lives. And are they living the way God wants them to? So, you know, and in both readings, they do deal with our approach to money. And it's a fact of life then, and it's a fact of life now, that how we deal with our money, you know, how we use our money, can be kind of tricky for us. You know, it's easy to place money, getting it, keeping it, and using it above all else, including following God and God's law to love each other. And so Paul's last paragraph in this letter to Timothy, it's really straightforward and easy for us to understand. You know, do good, be rich in good works, generous, ready to share, storing up treasures in heaven, right? We all get that. We've all understood that this gospel is Jesus telling a story to those full of themselves Pharisees. So we can understand they're shook up, and we can say, okay, you know, we're shook up too. You've got our attention. But I want to focus on this one line in Paul's letter. It's verse number 11. It's like the fifth one down on this sheet. And it says, it's a really nice summary. And it says, Paul writes, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness, right? And, you know, that sounds about right. We've heard this before, you know, this fruits of the Spirit. And we know that as Christians, we're asked to pursue, to seek, to strive for, to gain righteousness. But I want to be really clear. Righteousness means that we're in right relationships with each other. It's living the way God wants. Righteousness isn't all haughty and full of ourselves and following the rules like the Pharisees. Righteousness is practicing right relationships. And when we act with reverence and respect towards God and all that God asks us to do, you know, living with a conviction that God exists first and that God is the creator and ruler of all second. And then we love God and we love all of God's creation. You know, this isn't new, right? We all got this. We know this. So Paul is reminding Timothy of it. But what's interesting is he says, to pursue all of those with endurance and gentleness. And sometimes when people hear gentleness, they translate it into being soft, and not soft in a good kind of way. But gentleness means more than that. Gentleness means being kind. It means not being severe or rough or violent. Gentleness means kindness. And being gentle means that we're able to suffer and to be bothered by people or situations and to respond with patience. So we're asked to persevere, to be unyielding, to practice endurance like an athlete does, to not be swayed from our deliberate choice to have loyalty with Jesus and his teachings, even when we face our greatest trials and suffering. So perseverance, you know, being resolute as we hold on to our faith and hold on to love and holiness and right relationships and kindness, even when we face things not going our way or we interact with people we don't know or people we don't like, when all is falling apart and we are suffering, we're asked to still be unyielding with our kindness and our gentleness and living as God asks us to live. You know, and that's what we're all here for. That's what will make our lives more full and our relationships more satisfying and truly make the world a better place. This is how we create the kingdom of God. Because in God's kingdom, the economy isn't run on money or positions. It's not about riches and wealth. You know, and those are, like I said earlier, they can be kind of tricky for us. And we can fall into a false confidence on who we are based on our money, or a false expectation of who we aren't based on our lack of money. Because our value isn't based on who or who doesn't have wealth. Our economy as followers of Jesus isn't the world's economy. What we value is steadfastly pursuing right relationships based on love and kindness. And that's what we are asked to follow. That is our path as Christians. When Jesus uses a parable, like he did in our gospel reading today, when he tells a story, a parable, it's to tell us something about God, a glimpse into who God is and how God makes things work and how God is different from us, almost like a little snapshot into what life will be like if we embrace what God wants, those right relationships, that kindness with those around us. And it's about, for us, when we hear that story, it sounds, you know, pretty rough. But remember, he's telling it to the Pharisees, who are always on his case about hanging out with the wrong people or not washing their hands appropriately. And they kind of miss the boat on the bigger picture by being so nitpicky about all those rules. So Jesus is shaking them up out of their compliancy and saying, you know, you follow the rules, but you don't get it. And so he's asking us, like in that parable, to be aware of our surroundings and everyone that we encounter and to see them from God's perspective, because God sees everyone and considers everyone worthy. And from God's perspective, it's not our material wealth or our position that makes us more or less worthy. In God's eyes, we all are. We just are. So are today's readings a reminder about how to manage our money? Yes. Is there a story about making a difference with what we have in this life before we die? Yes. Are there some requests in there to check ourselves and, if necessary, have a change of heart or change our perspective or shift how we see the world and look at life from God's point of view? Yes. Because when we operate from a perspective of seeing everyone as worthy, and we act steadfastly, you know, determinedly, with purpose, especially when it's difficult, with gentleness and kindness, you know what? We are imitating the character of God. And we're actively building God's kingdom right here and right now. Amen.